going. You'll get better at it, but you'll release resistance, and the music, which is really what's calling you, will become a more dominant part of your experience. Isn't that interesting? As you look into your computer programming experience and you acknowledge how much of it is the same, in other words, how in the same way that the inspiration comes to you and you can perform your music, inspiration comes to you and you can program your computer. In the same way that ideas come together that make for more perfect exploration and expansion, it's the same sort of process. No?
Not so much in my experience. I mean, maybe better programmers, that's true. I mean, I'm not somebody who does a lot of creative programming more. So it seems like the processes are very different to me.
It doesn't matter with it, but everything is the same. This is the thing that we're wanting you to understand. When you say, I am unhappy in my now because I'm doing this instead of this, we say, then you can't get there from there.
Right.
And so then you say, but I can't find that much to be happy about in what I'm doing. And we say, but that is your job. Right. There's this tendency to say, I want to be over there, but I'm over here, and I can't get over there, I'm over here. And that's the worst possible place to be in. When all along, what's over there has flourished, it's big, it's compelling, it's calling you. The circumstances and events have been aligned. We began here today by talking about how sometimes people swoop in and make things better. And so one of those swoopers would swoop in and say to you, you shouldn't have to be doing this boring computer programming with all of this talent. So we'll just set that aside and we'll pick you up and we'll put you over here, there. But the universe says instead, everything that you want is over here, alive and bright and calling you. But you're so ornery about your computer programming that you can't hear it and you can't come. And you say, I can't get cheerful about computer programming. It isn't what I want to do. And we say, even if you were to pick yourself up, quit that job, walk over here, if you took that action before the energy is lined up, it would resist you. In other words, it would not work. So you have one choice and one choice only. You have to get happy where you are. You have to make peace with where you are. And so we begin by saying there are many parallels between the creative genius in the music and the creative genius in the computer programming. And you say, not the kind of computer programming I do. I don't see the parallel. And we say, the parallel exists because the laws of the universe are the same. It's the same dynamics, no matter what it is that you're applying it to, you see. You'll hear more as we're moving forward, but the emphasis that we are trying to establish, it is the thing that we want all of you to hear more than everything else put together. You are where you are. It's like you put your boat in the stream wherever you put your boat in the stream. So you've put your boat in the stream right in the middle of a 40-hour programming week. That's where you're putting your boat in the stream. And you don't have a choice. You can't put your boat in the stream at 40 hours a week in music. You're putting your boat in the stream where it is. And so the only question is, now I've got my boat in the stream, am I letting go of the oars and going in the direction of what I really want to do, or am I resisting the stream? And we say, you're resisting the stream by acknowledging that you're having to do something that you don't really want to do. So what might you say that would cause you to loosen your grip on those oars? How can you make peace with computer programming? Make some statements and see if it turns you downstream.
Well, I work with a lot of really great people who are very, who are, they're fun to work with, they're very smart people. I have a flexible schedule, which I really like, make good money. I don't mind going to work every day. Things are generally pretty good at work for me. Sometimes I get a little upstream when I get a deadline or something that I've got.
All right,
to work
now
out.
Your words sound really good, but we still don't feel like you've turned downstream yet. Do you feel it? So just keep talking because you're on the right track, but talk until you actually feel. In other words, this is sort of like so many words, and we know you're cooperating with us nicely, but